Oh, did you ever used to, it's like a favorite vegetable, I guess? You know, it's probably southern fry.
I think I've had it once fried, but we generally boil it. Cut it up real in little thin slices and boil it and put just a little bit of vinegar or lime juice, lemon juice in it. It cuts the slime. A lot of people don't like it because it has that kind of slimy juice on it. But if you put just a little bit of vinegar in it, salt, it'll cut that. I put tomato in it a lot of times.
Do you use cabbages in your salads?
We make cabbage slaw.
Does it take a certain kind of salad? A certain kind of cabbage?
No, just a good fresh green cabbage. Slice it thin. And sometimes mayonnaise on it, sometimes a cream dressing, sometimes just, well, I guess a cream dressing most of the time. A thinned down mayonnaise, something like that.
You said that you used to grow beans?
Yes, we grew beans and green peppers, beautiful, great big green peppers, some of them this big. Mm-hmm. And we had eggplant. And we had one little patch of okra, and of course the corn, and we had some peas just for our own use, English peas.
What kind of beans were they?
They were what they call flats. They're a wide, flat bean, and a long bean. And not very much string on them. It's just a trade name for them, flats. And you'll see them in the store. They're different from pole beans, but they're about the same size, except the pole beans are thicker.
What other kind of beans do you see?
That's the only kind of beans we have. Oh, I don't know whether we had lima beans out there or not. I don't think we did. I don't know why, because we had everything else.
Well, what are lima beans look like? How are they different from the others?
They're wider and thicker and heavier. You don't use the pod when you cook lima beans, you just use the beans.
Mm-hmm. How did you prepare the beans?
We just bought them mostly. Sometimes we put a little bit of salt pork and bacon in, what they call side meat up in Georgia.
Did you have to take off the a cover off the beans, an outer covering or anything like that?
We cook them on, in an open pot, and we never covered them up.
Yeah. Did you used to have to shell them? Or?
Well, when I cook these flat beans, if I could get them in the market, I fix them what they call French beans. You get the strings off and then split them down the middle and cut them in lengths about 2 inches long. Of course, whole beans, you're supposed to pop molten. And string beans, if they're regular old-fashioned string beans. Kentucky Wonders now are good. We did have a few Kentucky Wonders out there on the farm, and they're a whole bean, but they're a little different from what they call whole beans nowadays in the market. They're even better, nice and tender. Mm-hmm. Those whole beans have a bigger bean in them. That was the difference between the whole beans and the flats. The flats, the beans never developed too much inside. Mm-hmm. They were just a flat bean, mostly just a green pod.
And you also said you grew corn. Yes. What type of corn?
Yellow corn. We may have had a little bit of white corn, but I think it was mostly just plain yellow corn. Mm-hmm. But it was wonderful to eat because we'd get it when it was just ripe. Mm. And if it wasn't ripe, we saved it for the cow.